herein very often a common quoted popular example which you find practically in every saint's literature. Shankaracharya and Vivekachudamani, Mirabai, Kabir Dasji, in the Guru Granth Sahib you will find it. Even in the South literature you will find it. And they point out from nature that five of the mighty creatures, because of their ability, would be invincible or uncapturable for weakness of one of their sense organs. They get trapped and even killed. And various examples are given of each of the sense organs' weakness that they have. The fish that lives in water, no man can easily catch it, at least not till we had our oxygen tanks. And even there, you can't even really, they're so swift, you can't catch them. But it has got a weakness for taste. Therefore, you see, and therefore gets hooked for taste. The fast moving deer has a fascination for a particular sound of the drum, mridang, and comes fascinated by the drum beats and gets trapped. The bee which can make hole in a tree, or a wasp that can make a hole in the tree, but when it gets intoxicated by the smell of the lotus and enters the lotus and the lotus closes in the evening, that bee which can make a hole in a trunk of a tree cannot make hole in the soft petals of the lotus and suffocates and dies. See, by that sense organ only dies. And the moth that flies in the darkness of the night, totally camouflaged, has a weakness for sight light. And you have seen during you're driving on the highway, especially in the rainy season, how they come dashing and crashing. And of course, you've been getting some nice, for some of you, for others not, some things being barbecued. What is it? Fascination for light. The moth and creatures go and burn themselves in the flame. Of course, poets like to call it Shama Parvana. Yeah. Get burnt. And what to talk about the largest, the strongest animal, the elephant. It has got weakness for the skin. It loves rubbing. And that's how it gets trapped. You make a she-elephant out of grass and all that. And at that moment, the elephant, who's very short-sighted, just to feel the rub, and keeps on rubbing, not realizing that there's a trap below. All these animals, because of their one sense weakness, meet their death. The saints ask, what to talk about human beings who have got weakness for all the five senses? Therefore, Bhagavan says, tasma dasyama,
tasma dasya mahabaho,
tasma dasya mahabaho,
nigrihitani sarvashah,
nigrihitani sarvashah,
indriyani indriyathebhyah,
indriyani indriyathebhyah,
tasya prajna pratishthita.
So now you can see how Krishna has held the canvas of our minds, that before your questions can even arise and you get disturbed and you start thinking this is impractical, or it is impossible, and therefore it's not possible. That's an idealistic theory which you can listen and feel very good about, but you cannot practice, and therefore it is impossible. And if you think it's impossible, it is never possible. Before that, Bhagwan is held, and from the 60th verse till this 67th verse, Bhagwan has pointed out how to steady our knowledge. And after that, there's no commandments in the Gita without giving first the explanation and the logic, the example, the why and how. Then only Bhagwan says, Tasmad asya mahabhaho nigrihitani sarvasha. Asya means these senses from all sides, manage them well. And he addresses them as mahabhaho. Outside the wiki one, mini isko mara, mini usko mara. You know, I defeated that person and I conquered that person and I gave her off like that, you know. And you know, now, no, I've got the upper hand. Okay, mahabhaho. No, I lead this organization, you know. Here's my card. Okay, mahabhaho. Tasmat asya nigrihitani sarvasha. From all sides, bring it under your mastery. What? Indriyani indriyatebhya. These senses from the sense objects. And only one who is able to do it, tasya pragya pratishtita. Such a person's knowledge is steady. So, your eternal question, not only yours, but everybody. We know it all. First of all, we don't know it all. Because we really are not interested in knowing it all. We only want to know that, you know, how our children will become better. Oh, that was very nice. Art of parenting was told to me. Oh, Swamiji, that you told about husbands, very good. They need it, you know. We don't have all knowledge. We don't even want all knowledge. We know one or two things and we say, ah, we know it. No, now what more is there? 1.5 months to go and listen. What is there in the Gita? What? Only do your duties, no? I'm doing my duties. Why should I go there? I have to be here, no? To do my duties. That's all. I know the Gita. Why waste time? First of all, we don't know it all. We don't even know how it is possible. Therefore, we think it is impossible. There are others who just blindly start trying and then they find it impossible. Because they don't listen to how in such minute details Krishna has given, how and why. And then we say, what is the use of knowing all this? Because we can't practice it. Now you can't practice it, it's your problem. How to practice it has also been shown. Therefore, tasya pragya pratishtita. Those rare few who have learned to master their senses, their knowledge is steady. Now I told you, that's why I have to tell you, otherwise I would have proceeded further. How beautifully again this is dramatized in our various kathas, stories. And one of the most famous stories that many people do, because there's a great benefit in doing Satyanarayan puja. And along with the puja, you do katha. Puja, you do katha. Not only just katha. That katha is to glorify the puja. And of course, many of you know the story. If you don't know the story, don't even worry about it. I have explained everything with the principle behind it. But for those who keep on having these questions, no? See? There was this poor woodcutter who did not have even food, but a sincere, honest woodcutter. And there's something called as grace of God. And the grace of God, we come to meet some saints and sages, or we come to some satsang, or we meet some holy people, and he heard about this Satyanarayan Puja. This truthful Lord who resides in everyone's heart, his worship. So he said, what is this puja? He was curious to know. So they told him that you do this puja and you can get whatever you want. He just thought of doing the puja. That day his wood sold at an extra profit. And all he was told was, what you need is just some flour, some sugar and some peanuts, not almond nut, expensive peanuts. And with that you just offer to Narayana and he is pleased and you will get what. And thus the woodcutter became very famous, and the story goes on with different people benefit, till one guy called a sadhu, he hears about it, he has no daughter, and he hears about this puja, and he tells his wife that, you know, we will do this puja, and they say that you can get water, I'll get a daughter. Common man only understands these benefits. Get more money, get a promotion in job, more profits, and get a child. That's the only final goal left. So, puja. And he says, I will do the puja. Even though little is required, I'll do it grandly, the puja. And let's do the puja. And this thought came in his mind. And the thought came in his mind that I have to do the puja. And he got a child. He got a daughter. His wife was Kalavati, daughter was Leelavati. Very interesting names also, Kalavati, Leelavati. Leelavati is very sporty. A sporty, lively young daughter. And Kalavati, you know, beautiful in so many different aspects. Now when Kalavati was born, did he do the puja? He made a promise. Yeah, it's called Sat. Satya Narayan. Truth is, when you live up to your own word and you live up to your own decision and you live up to your own conviction. Why is it that we don't live up? Because everything else in the world of sense object is more important. Now, you know, I have to earn more money. Now that I've got a daughter, I have to build her dowry also. You know, but you should not be giving dowry like that, you know, demand and all that. No, but you know, I have to give her some gift. After all, after my only daughter, I have to do it. So I have to earn money also. No? So when she gets married, I will do the puja. Postpone it, postpone it. What are you doing? You're allowing your mind to be carried away by sense objects and allowing it and training it to disobey your intellect. Afterwards, whatever decision you make, your mind does the opposite. And then you find that even after she's married, he doesn't, his wife reminds him, he doesn't do. And then he takes his son-in-law, now that he's got only one daughter, so grab somebody else's son and now make him a garjamai. And then of course all his business belongs to him, so his daughter lives comfortably. And then he wants to take him and he takes him outside. And then they are captured for stealing. We've not done it. But you live a lie. Lie only comes to you. And then what happened? He is jailed, his wealth is taken away, disaster hits everywhere, till one day Leelavati goes somewhere and hers, and she's in so much sorrow, and then she hears about people doing Satyanarayan Puja. So she also does, you know, tells her mother, and mother says, yes, your father had promised, and therefore let us do the Satyanarayan Puja. And they are doing the Satyanarayan Puja. They even think of doing the Satyanarayan Puja. And they start doing the Satyanarayan Puja. And there the king finds out that really they were not. So not only returns back their ship, returns back their good, but as an apology gives them even more. And with that big wealth, they are coming back. And just when they are coming back, till now the story everybody kind of accepts. It's very nice, lovely, we should do the puja. But now comes the, no, the anticlimax. And no story is fun without the anticlimax, because it doesn't make us think and look at, ah, and there Leelavati and Kalavati are doing the puja, and the boat is coming over the ocean with treasures, with both the father and the husband coming, and it comes there, and when she gets the news, the last portion, she has done the puja, but she leaves the prasad And she runs from there. And when she runs from there, she sees the whole boat sinking as though Lord Narayan got angry that if you don't eat the Satya Narayan Puja Prasad, then disaster will take place in your life. Why do you know? Therefore, if anybody gives prasad, just take it. Yeah. Even if it's calories, just eat it. Baba, it's Satya Narayan Puja. Can't say no for that prasad. And then they question, Swamiji, why is God so cruel? You don't take prasad only and the whole boat drowns. Now you understand. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyopajayate. What Krishna was criticizing, that all those pujas and those yajnas and prayers and whether it's all the, in every religion of the world, when people do only with more and more desires for sense objects, their mind only gets agitated, and even after that, whatever communion or prasad they get, there also they look at it and say, I didn't get enough, or this is not good enough. That prasad attitude means acceptance. Where there is acceptance, there is peace. And in that peace, that's why it is said, prasad sarva dukha haranam. Those of you who are very involved or attached to these worships or rituals, prasad is not some sweet that you get in the end. If you go to Kerala, you won't even get that. You'll get some flowers. If you go to Maharashtra, you'll get some very sour yogurt. But you're supposed to take it. Means acceptance. And where there is acceptance, there's no likes and dislikes. Where there's no likes and dislikes, there is peace of mind. Where there is peace of mind, there is happiness. And when there is no peace of mind, and in such a mind which is carried away and distracted and disintegrated, then if everything will not fall apart, what will happen? Tell me. And when everything is falling apart in your life, don't panic. Integrate your mind and intellect, and all worship, all these rituals, all the instructions, all the values, all the disciplines that are given in the books of knowledge are meant to integrate this mind and intellect. And when the mind and intellect is integrated, whatever you think, you can make it happen. Now, I have explained to you in great details. Do it. And see it. Ask those who have attended the Make It Happen seminar. We made them do it because we know. That's why I'm telling you, do it. I'm going to make you do it. Anything that they had planned, even for their material success, whatever they had planned, even which were told they'd do it in 1 year, there are a number of them sitting here based on these principles. Ask them. They wonder whether they did anything happen. It's just started happening. The boat suddenly out of the water rises with the husband and and the son alive. Anyway, what is it that Bhagwan can't do? But then you say, what love stories. That is why those Mahatmas that live such an integrated lifestyle of honesty and conviction, that they gave their word, they did it. Such self-controlled masters, why do we go for them for blessings? Because if they say it, it will happen. And about Gurudev though, if he said it, it would happen. That is the power behind it. Swamiji, all this is very nice. Then go and do the Make It Happen course. Then you will know how it happens. In short,
even things that never used to happen for long periods of time. Suddenly they say, it's just happening. That is how Bhagwan is giving you here, that such an integrated mind and intellect, the intellect thinks, it happens. And whatever knowledge, conviction it has, you will make it happen. Even the most impossible happens. And that is, you attain the infinite. See, this is very, very powerful verses. Therefore, I have taken a lot of time to explain so that this foundation, when it is clear with us, then the following verses become even easy to understand and even live. So, no buts anymore. Krishna says, Uttishta. Yeah? And I don't mind repeating what Gurudev said. Get off your butts! It's not a bad language, that's. Yeah? And start acting. Not like, I can't do it. Why should you do it? Why did Krishna say like that? You go around the world, that's only after years and years of listening. So, tasmad uttishta kaunteya yuddhaya yujasva yuddhaya krita nischaya. Having now holding on to your conviction, get up and attain it. And this is how a realized master remains steady in his or her knowledge. And through that, Bhagwan has explained with his compassion how a striving person, struggling maybe, can understand the means to keep his knowledge or her knowledge steady, which means to realize the truth. Once you realize the truth, then Atmani eva atmana tushtaha prajahati sarvan kama. One who is satisfied in the self, by the self, is free of all desires. Reflect on these verses. They are very, very important, very, very powerful. And these were the inspiration behind many, many great people, including Mahatma Gandhi and other great people of our country. So, even if you can learn this whole section to keep you inspired every time in your life, it's a very beautiful section. It's called as Stita Pragya Lakshana, the characteristics of a person of steady wisdom, a person of enlightenment, the person who lives his or her.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode by the Chinmaya Mission. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing. If you're looking for exceptional and detailed content on the Bhagavad Gita and how Lord Krishna's advice to Arjuna is relevant to the hurdles you face today, or understanding your mind, or explanations on Hindu scriptures in easy-to-understand English, the Chinmaya Mission YouTube channel is the place to be. All links are in the description.